Good. All right. It is 7:01 on December the 1st, 2021. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton to order. Would you all join me in a salute to... Actually, Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act?
Yes, we
have. Thank you. Please all join me in
the silly formalities.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Sure. Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Stress?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Kaczmarski is absent, and Mayor Malay?
Here.
And we have a quorum.
Thank you much. First item of business is comments from the public for items listed on the agenda only. I am, because we have so many members of the public present this evening, going to open it up to anything anybody wants to talk about. Going once.
Set those two.
Twice. Sold. I will hereby close the public comment session, and we'll move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Does anyone present have an item they'd like to have pulled from the consent agenda?
No.
In that case, may I have a motion?
So moved.
A second.
I'll second.
Thank you much. Oh.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Excellent. We'll move on to reports. Councilman Glazer, you're up first.
Yeah, quick one. Historic, no update. The November meeting was canceled to lack of quorum. The December meeting would have been tonight, been postponed to next week, so nothing new to report. Planning Board had a meeting on November 15th. The only item of substantive business was consideration of the Gray Rock development plan, and that the public hearing was held, and that was accepted with some minor non-substantive edits. So that should be weaving its way back to council if it hasn't already. I don't know if it's – we haven't done the resolution. That's probably the next meeting, but it was unanimously voted on.
Good.
And that's all I have.
Excellent. Councilman Strauss.
Yes, thank you. Mine's going to also be brief this evening. The next Board of Education, local Board of Education meeting is Monday, December 13th at 7:30 p.m. Again, it's in person, also live stream, but any public comment must be in person. Environmental Commission, I just wanted to make a reminder that they planned on coming to one of our January meetings to give their plan, upcoming plan, yep, of what they're going to do. And their next meeting is tomorrow night, actually, at 7:30 p.m. Public safety, I spoke with Chief DeRosa, and they have received some applications from the advertisement they've done and reviewing them now. And the only miscellaneous item I have is I had an email from a resident from the Wellington Knowles development, which is back behind off of Red Schoolhouse Road.
Yep.
Wondering about leaf collection.
Oh, you have? Well, the most up-to-date information should be posted on the township website. And if they're not finding that, I don't think I got this email. If they're not finding that information, they can call
Ashley.
And Ashley in the office should be able to help.
What's her extension off?
210.
210, that's off of 8800, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leaf collection. It was updated on the 29th.
Monday.
Yeah. They're shorthanded at DPW, so they're doing the best they can. But we've had pretty decent weather, which is good. But they're very shorthanded. I've got four guys.
Yikes.
And we are working apace to fill those vacancies. Well, two of the vacancies can be filled. Two others aren't temporary. So.
Yeah. That's her.
All right. Very good. Councilwoman Switlick.
North and Voorhees, Board of Ed met on the 23rd, and their next meeting is December 21st. Update is for election, Daniel Spanton will be replacing Rachel McLaughlin for the third year term as the Clinton Township representative. Mm-hmm. Open space, it was in October. We canceled November because it was literally 2 weeks away from the October meeting, and our next meeting is tomorrow. The Green Team met last month, and they're going to meet next Tuesday. And last time we just met, it was introductions and tasks that we were interested in pursuing. And I met with the Highbridge folks last weekend on a walk, and we're potentially going to be working together as far as a quarterly walk, one with Highbridge property and one Clinton Township property, while we're accumulating points for the Green Team.
All right, very good. From my perspective, the Recreation Committee did not meet. They are planning to, well, we were trying to get a meeting together in the next couple of weeks, and scheduling's just not working out, so they'll probably meet again in January and have before them some wish list items that we'll have to take a look at and prioritize, and certain other things that just budgetary we'll have to look at for the coming years. We have on this agenda, at long last, an assistant CFO position, which we hope will, in due time and hopefully not too much time, graduate to a full-time CFO. So that's positive, and it's a lot of hard work on Administrator Mekovitz's part to get us here. Hard to find good people. And we're having the same issue with DPW. We have a couple possibilities. We were hoping to have one on tonight, but I think we'll push hard to at least have one filled in the next couple of weeks. And then two items of note. One is the CTSA is working feverishly with the town to resolve their differences.
Oh, good.
So I won't get ahead of it, but we're working on it. And most important, well, not most important, but of note, I think, for everybody here, and particularly Councilwoman Switlick, we had, well, the county did preserve 157 acres of the Wepler farm.
Right.
So that's preserved farmland now that is on Cokesbury Road, just north of
the school,
Round Valley School.
Oh, that's it with the red barn. That's it.
Yeah, and it goes across all the way to Blossom.
That's very nice.
It's a nice piece of property.
How many acres is there?
Always worried about
157.
No, total?
Yeah.
They did the whole farm?
The whole farm.
Oh, yeah, two lots. Mm. It's, nice. It's a great piece of property.
It's like, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a great
benefit to the township. I'm pretty sure it's the whole farm.
I've driven by that site so many times. I said, boy, I hope this could be preserved.
That's a stunning piece of property.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's going to preserve. Actually, it's a great view shed. I mean, it's just coming down the hill from Cokesbury.
It's big. It increases our open space by something like 10% too, or something. Preserve space by 10% or something. It's, right. It's a big, big parcel.
It's not township owned open space, but it is.
But it's preserved
farmland, which is even better.
Yeah.
In some instances.
Great.
So that is all I have, Administrator Mekovitz.
Just everything. I was going to mention the website. We're hoping to have it up by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. If anything is wrong, you know, it can be fixed. So.
Do we want to circulate the link to everybody now on the council at least? Yeah, why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Why don't we send that link around?
That.
Just may as well just do everybody.
Okay. And we are looking for pictures. I just mentioned to Amy, we're looking for photos of the township. As you'll see, and even on the one that we had, they scroll through, but it would be nice to have a bank of photos that we can change by season or whatever, so to keep it fresh. Again, we'll be working on it once it's up, because that's when we really know if we put things in the right place or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we may have to have a little bit of patience at the beginning, but...
but it's important to get it launched, because the old one's so creaky, it's not...
Yes, we were on it today and like...
Yeah.
So the content for the open space and the trail maps and all that, I send to you guys, and you guys take it, right?
Yeah.
And like format it or do it, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And once we put it up and it's launched for a while, we'll set up the procedure. But it'll be run through our office.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Donna. We'll wait a little bit closer.
Are they going to do their own formatting and design?
Yeah, it's already. You're going to formatting and design is.
It's done.
It's done.
It's
a simple, but it's effective. It works.
So we'll just take my content, plop it in.
Not on the site directly. You have to send it through
Yeah, you send it to Donna.
And then we'll send it to the City Connection.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
And it's up very quickly. Once in a while, you know, maybe. But again, I have some experience with them over the years, and they're very quick.
Because I just have things in like PDF form. So just
Make sure they will work with that.
Yeah. If there's anything, we'll just get back to you and say, no, we need it in a different format. But the photos I may need, I'll let you know what format I need those in.
Okay. And the sooner the better on some of them, at least a few of them, because what we had on the old one isn't exactly the greatest. And
no.
Has been pointed out to me that there's a picture of the Red Mill on the current site, and that's appropriate. Yeah.
And they took what's on there now and moved it over. It might be situated in a little bit different area or whatever, but... again, if you take a look at what we have so far, if you see something's missing or whatever, just let us know.
Yeah. Great.
Okay?
We're aiming for functionality. So the other thing that pertains to you, they do QR codes for trails in other towns.
Yeah.
They've got that capacity.
Excellent.
Yeah, and the color's going to be tweaked. So what I'm going to send you now, it's going to be tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
That's easy, so...
And send suggestions, too. I mean, right back. Hey, I'd like this better than that.
Yes.
Well, to be honest, I just want the information
there.
Yep. I don't care if it's blue or red.
Yep.
And I want trail maps
right
on there and open space information.
Yep.
So, whatever.
Thank
you. Good. All right. That's that. We'll now move to our public hearing, which is consideration of ordinance of the Township of Clinton and Hutterdon County authorizing the sale of real property no longer needed for public use at 29 Roundtop Drive and known as Block 46, Lot 14.01. As we've discussed before, this is a very, 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 very small piece of property that the Township came into possession of in the early 80s because the taxes had not been paid on it. Serves no useful function for us, and there may be some interest from neighbors, so get it back on the tax rolls, even if it's just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions from the governing body? If not, I will open the public hearing. Are there any members of the public who would like to discuss this ordinance? He said slowly. Seeing none, I close the public hearing and ask for a motion.
I'll move.
Second.
Thank you much.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. And here we have first resolution authorizing the hiring of Christine Licata as an assistant CFO, which I discussed previously. Any questions, concerns?
She comes from another township?
She does. I'll let Vita,
Yes, she is this. CFO in another township. She has not given notice yet.
Okay, fair enough. So.
Okay.
Okay. So experienced hire.
Experience. It's a smaller municipality.
Right.
So this is a better place probably, and I would expect and hope that transition from assistant to full time regular CFO wouldn't take terribly long.
Right. Yeah. Then she steps up. The designee that we have now at the company walks away.
Correct.
And so it's not like we're adding to headcount or anything. We're
right.
just transitioning into our full time.
Right.
I think it's a great solution. Well
right.
done.
In January, you will have to retain government, whatever vendor, for a short period of time.
Sure.
But we expect the transition to happen quickly.
Good.
If it doesn't,
well, one step at a time.
One step at a time. It should go well.
May I have a motion?
Great.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwick?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And for the second meeting, we shall table the resolution for the developer's agreement. The resolution is done. Everything's just about ready, but we're missing one or two little things. And as soon as we get them, we're ready to go.
Yeah, just a couple of key pieces. And I didn't want to ask you to approve an agreement with blanks in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully next time.
Oh, we're going to table that?
We will move to resolution approving the purchase of police uniforms with Atlantic Uniform Company, not to exceed amount of $15,000. Pretty standard stuff for the police department. Their need for uniforms is annual, so questions, concerns? Hearing none, may I have a motion?
Second.
Thank you much. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Very good. And lastly, we have a resolution appointing an administrative agent for Clinton Township's affordable housing program. This is someone we've used in years before, and it has lapsed, and we need to renew it. It's a pretty standard thing for municipalities to have an agent who's responsible for making sure all the boxes are checked, particularly with the rehabilitation credits and everything else, that the little stuff that has to get done every year.
So basically someone to assure that we're in compliance when...
Correct. And this is a position that most municipalities, I think, have had going back to early COVID days. Yeah. So it's not...
It is required.
Right. And it's essentially a reappointment. It's an incumbent, if you will. It's someone who's done the job for us in the past. And all of the compensation is laid out in the ordinance, I mean, Section 151. So there sits, not administrative per se, but it's kind of laid out statutorily what we need to do.
Yep.
Okay. I will make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, last chance for public comment. Opening the final public comment session for members of the public. Big ones, little ones. I'll close the public comment session, and we will,
that's funny,
I hope, entertain a motion to go into a very, what I would imagine to be, I hope, a very brief 5 to 10 minute executive session, from which I would expect we may return and have some action, albeit brief as well.
I would make a motion that we enter the executive session according to the agenda.
Thank you much.
Second.
Thank you, sir.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
We are going.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I have 7:25, and we have returned from executive session. We will not be taking action this evening. However, we anticipate action will be on the agenda for the 15th.
Just a reminder, I can't make the 15th meeting.
Yep, and neither can Councilwoman Switlick, so it'll be Councilman Glazer and Council President Tachinowski.
Yes, please, because we'll have other stuff that night as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, with that, I guess, could I make a motion that we adjourn?
Do. Second.
All right.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy.
Yes.
We are done.
Thank you much.
On the administrative agent for the housing.
You two can come up.